Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Isabella Zink, Z-I-N-K. Address is 6090 Grindstone, Grindstone Place, Chico, California, 95972. Phone is 530-680-2564. ID is XXX-XX-4988. Date of birth 5/3/2000. Age 25-year-old single female. Pharmacy is GENOL Healthcare, 530-715-2642. Is addressed to 's That's Pedro de Freitas, FNP, family nurse practitioner. And below that, it should say Ampla Health, capital A-M-P-L-A. 935 Market Street, Yuba City, California, 991-530-674-4261. Please leave a space for a fax number. The clinical indication, continuous neuromuscular skeletal pain. Subparagraph, complaints of pain in the back, joints, difficulty with heart rate spikes, dizzy spells, loose joints, hips, previous history of ADHD, Butte County Behavioral Health, headaches, blurred eyes, vacillating heart rate, new paragraph listed current complaints, joint weakness, back hurt, pain, random sharp pains, easily winded, bruised and scratched easily, chronic fatigue, heat sensitivity, trouble with initial insomnia, migraine headaches, nausea, lethargy, paresthesias in the feet, dear Pedro, FREITAS, thank you for referring. Isabella Zink for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. She was seen initially on June 6, 2025, new paragraph. She returned today as we obtained additional information. Regarding her clinical symptoms, new paragraph, she gave a past medical history of anorexia, migraine headaches, vaginal infections, and a suicidal gesture. Systematic history. She reported general symptoms of depression, dizziness, forgetfulness, headaches, loss of sleep, numbness, and diaphoresis. ENT symptoms of dizziness and transient episodes, headaches, hoarseness, tinnitus, rhinitis, she wears eyeglasses. No endocrine symptoms were reported. New paragraph, cardiovascular. She reported an irregular heartbeat. At times, rapid heart rate. At times, chest pain. Difficulty walking two blocks. Hypertension. Dyspnea and orthopnea, and some swelling in hand, feet, or ankles. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported, hematological. She reports that she's slow to heal after cuts. She has difficulty with bleeding after tooth extraction surgery. She has abnormal bruising and bleeding. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she reported difficulty walking, pain in her calves or buttocks while walking, relieved by rest, neuromuscular weakness and weakness in the joints, but no varicose veins. Mental health. She gave a history of frequent tearfulness, feelings of depression, problems with eating and appetite, trouble sleeping, panic when stressed, a history of suicide gesture. She has seen a counselor. She reports having seriously thought about hurting herself. She reports that stress is a problem for her. Next, she reported stiffness and paresthesias. Neuropsychiatric, she has seen a psychiatrist. She has no history of convulsions. She denies having fainting spells or paralysis. New paragraph, personal safety. She does not live alone. She does give a history of frequent falls. She denies visual or hearing loss. She's not completed an advanced directive. She denied a history of exposure. To verbally threatening behaviors, actual physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, respiratory, she denied symptoms. Sexual function, she denies sexual activity or a satisfactory sexual life. She's not trying to become pregnant. She reports discomfort with intercourse. She denies exposure to transmissible sexual disease. Dermatological. She denied abnormal pigmentation, hives or rash, jaundice or skin disease, but does note that her skin is extensible. Female. She reported vaginal discharge. Painful intercourse. Height 5 feet 7 inches. Weight 166 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 13. Last menstrual period, June 3rd, 2025. She reported heavy periods with irregularity. She reported her periods every 2 days. I'm sorry, every 6 days. She did not indicate recent pap smear or rectal examination. She denied recent urinary tract, bladder, or kidney infection. She does report menstrual tension, pain, bloating, irritability, and other symptoms. She denied any recent breast exam lumps or discharge. She has not had a recent mammogram. She denied having a D&C hysterectomy or cesarean section. She denied pregnancy or breastfeeding. The paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on May 3rd, 2000. She is 25 years old. Her father is age 56 and normal. Mother died at age 47 from COVID disease. She has a 22-year-old brother who is normal. She denied other siblings. She denied children. New paragraph. Family history. It was a positive family history for arthritis. Heart disease and stroke, hypertension. She denied a family history of asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. She's completed 3 years of college. Social history and health habits. She is single. She never takes alcohol. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph. Occupational concerns. None are reported. Serious illnesses and injuries. She denies a history of fractures. She does give a history of head concussion. She does not report being knocked unconscious. She denied serious illnesses and injuries. She reported serious illnesses and injuries. She suffered COVID infection in February 2021. She was hit in the head on June 2025 and suffered diffuse body numbness. Operations and hospitalization. She's never had a blood transfusion. She's had operations in July of 2013. She had some oral surgery removing pus. She is denied being hospitalized for prolonged medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she described depressed nervousness, dizziness, fatigue, irritable insomnia, reduced concentration, lightheadedness, loss of appetite, loss of memory, numbness, slurred speech, stuttering. She denied head or facial neuralgia. She reported intermittent headaches in the back of her head and at her temples, which is relieved by sleep. She denied similar family history. She denied a history of spells or blackouts. New paragraph, neck. She described reduced grip on her left and right hands, tingling at the fingertips of the lateral fingers, muscle spasms in the upper body between her shoulders, numbness in the legs, constant pain, numbness in her neck overall, stiffness in her left shoulder, tingling in the neck and shoulders. She denied neuralgia in her upper back and arms, but reported numbness at the sides of her neck, constant pain in her shoulders and upper back, aggravated by pressure, myospasm in the shoulder, upper back, and neck. Stiffness in the shoulders, upper back, and neck. But no swelling. Tingling in the shoulders, upper back, and neck. She denied symptoms in her middle back. weakness in her legs, numbness in her shoulder, constant pain in the shoulders, however, not persistent and not severe. She reported tingling, and weakness in her shoulders. She denied elbow symptoms except for weakness. And numbness in her wrists reduced by not moving them. She described pain in the left shoulder, right hip, and right and left knee. She denied having x-rays or scans of her joints. She reported heart rate spikes associated with dizziness and spells. She reported concerns about her loose hips, recurrent elevated heart rate, burning sensation of pain with minimal trauma, bruising with mild trauma, new paragraph, history of laboratory findings, her recent complete blood count, with auto differential, was normal. Her chemistry panel showed an elevated ALT, normal AST, and alkaline phosphatase, bilirubin and creatinine levels were normal, hemoglobin A1C was 5.3. Completed iron studies showed a normal ferritin level, transferrin, and percent saturation. Lipid panel showed normal total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and triglyceride levels. Thyroid function levels showed normal TSH, nutritional evaluation, including vitamin B12, was normal. T4 values normal. Vitamin D125 hydroxy levels normal. New paragraph. Her general examination demonstrates hyperextensible joints, including elbows, shoulders, wrists, and fingers. Knees and ankles. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph, the eyes show no discoloration. New paragraph, motor examination appears to be otherwise preserved. The skin is hyper-distensible. Mental status is normal. Affect is appropriate for the clinical circumstances. Ambulation is otherwise fluid, without any severe ataxia. Motor and sensory testing is within normal limits. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing shows no unusual tremor. Or inducible neuromuscular stiffness. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Isabella Zink presents with a clinical history of long-standing joint hyperextensibility with other clinical symptoms, including vacillating heart rate, distensibility of the joints and skin, and some spells of heart irregularity, all of which would be consistent with a diagnosis of Continued dictation. The diagnosis should be Ehlers-Danlos syndrome with additional symptoms of possible postural tachycardia syndrome. And some orthostatic intolerance. Recommendations. Referral for specialized physical therapy evaluation and symptomatic treatment, including consideration for pain management for chronic neuromusculoskeletal pain. New paragraph. Cardiovascular referral for tilt table testing for evaluation of symptoms of postural tachycardia syndrome. Next paragraph. Consider physical therapy treatment for postural instability, positional pain. New paragraph. Consideration for further neuromusculoskeletal testing, including CT/MR imaging for persistent clinical symptoms, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hips, and knees. New paragraph, special attention to the cervical spine, where she has clinical symptoms of bilateral cervical radiculopathy, MR imaging may be strongly indicated, and signed with my professional signature.